And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
So while fundraising for St. Jude and doing some live writing, I've decided to do an unboxing of the Story Engine, which I bought several months ago and then arrived a few fewer months ago, but I'm now finally getting to the unboxing, and I should be writing season 18, episode 32. Am I right? Why do I always forget? Every freaking time.
Well, I should be writing. I should be working on my craft. I should
Anyway, hi. Welcome to I Should Be Writing. This is a podcast for wannabe fiction writers. I'm your host, Mer Lafferty, and I've been doing this since 2005. I stream live Tuesday, Thursday on twitch.tv/mightymer, and then my wonderful producer cleans it up and we put it in the podcast feed. Today I found out that the podcast Wikipedia feed, the Wikipedia entry on podcasts, I can talk, just basically calls it a program you can download on the internet, and I just realized that I died a little inside. I know I'm losing, but still, Wikipedia, man. Podcasts were developed to be a form of distribution, to distribute via RSS. It is a hill that I guess I'm dying on, because I get mad every time somebody misuses it. I'm going to be speaking at She Podcast this fall, and I was filling out my bio, and I haven't filled out a podcast-specific bio in a long time, and I realized I was just going to say that, you know, she was a pioneer and tried all sorts of podcasts, including a PDF podcast, just to show you that it's just a method of distribution. You can make it anything. You can make it audio, video, PDF. You could probably send out viruses that way, but I wouldn't recommend it. Just saying it's possible. I'm off topic. So, usually I start by talking about what I'm up to. I've had an unproductive week, and I'm disappointed in myself, but I think it's because I spoke last time about how happy I was that I got I really hammered in an outline I'm excited about. I'm the kind of person that redefines an outline halfway through the book. So I was going through and doing the outline, and not a lot has changed, but some things have changed and some things need to be moved around. And then suddenly I'm stuck wondering, do I go back and fix some of the earlier chapters, or do I move forward and just write? And I don't know. And so instead of making the decision, I sit in. Well, I haven't been sitting and not doing anything. I've just been doing everything that's not writing. So I got like podcasts produced and up. Summer produced them. I'm the one who did the like legwork to get them up. But I did all that this morning and got through email. So, but yeah, you don't want to hear a writer go, I've been so productive today. I answered email. But yeah, no word count to report, unfortunately. But I'm hoping to get some done after this podcast. But I do have, with the good news portion of the show, do I have any good news to share? I don't think so. I got a ton of like emails in the time that I've been sitting here. I do have a marketing meeting with my new publisher, and I'm very excited about that. It's going to be in May, so it's not anytime soon. But I do have a marketing meeting coming up. And considering how much we authors complain about marketing, I am looking forward to this because I'm hoping that maybe we'll actually, you know, do marketing and publicity. Looking to see if chat has any good news. Wait, Stardew Valley, a podcast? Is anybody doing that? Because I would totally listen to that. I don't even care if they're, like, just talking about what they're doing. I listen to that anyway. I listen to people do Stardew. But yeah. You know, you guys could be the Stardew Valley plus Night Vale mashup you want to see in the world. Space Valkyrie's got a rejection. Good news, I guess. It is good news. I don't care. I mean, I do care. I care. And I care that it hurts. And I care that it sucks. But it is good news. It's still good news. You're doing the job. And we're very happy for you and proud of you. But anyway, congratulations, Space Valkyries. Meerkat got a rejection. Another rejection. Way to go, guys. Team rejection. Woo! And please, guys, if I miss somebody, please tell me. I've got Space Valkyries. I've got Meerkat. Confetti from Meerkat. But yes, we're very proud of you, Space Valkyries. Don't look all shy in the chat. You're doing the work that so many people are terrified of doing. And just because it feels bad doesn't mean it's not brave and awesome. I posted my good news in the Discord, but I sold a story to Seize the Press. It'll be out this summer. I thought it would be my CIFWA qualifier, but it didn't realize that CIFWA changed the requirements recently. So, like, you ran past the finish line and realized the finish line was, like, a half mile back. So, congratulations on the CIFWA, on being good for CIFWA and for selling the story. Congratulations, Christian Writing. Has your astounding clock started? I guess it has if that's your third pro sale. When was your first pro sale? I gotta check on that. So remember, if you have any good news you want to tell me, you can show up Tuesday, Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time and tell me live in the chat, or you can email me and I'll talk about it on the show next time. Just say good news in the subject line. But very happy for everybody doing the work, putting in the submissions. Whatever you get back, you're still doing it. You're doing everything you can do. That's really it. I don't think I talk about that part enough. It's like the stuff you have control of in your career, you're doing it. Stuff you need to rely on other people to do is not happening yet. But you're doing the things. There's not much more you can do except for keep writing and get better. But you're not sitting there thinking, well, I could send that story out, but here's our 13 reasons not to. No, it's good. It's good. First published last May, I think, so you are... Clark's World, nice! So I guess your clock started this year. Because your first pro sale was last year. Yes, Clark's World is a big one. Huge. Congratulations. Yeah, sometimes I think I just need to fill the well up. We're talking in the Discord about resurrecting the magic spreadsheet. And one thing I remember that was so smart about making this magic spreadsheet, my friend Tony made it, is that the word count goal starts at 250. And I've been feeling kind of brain tired lately. And I think that's one reason why I'm balking at getting more words down. But I was also, could not think of a topic for today. There's like a huge steamroller coming towards doing censorship of books that tell anybody's experience but straight white people's. And that's a problem. And I hope that everybody keeps that in mind when they vote soon, because that's absolutely terrifying. And yeah, kids have the constitutional right to read whatever they want, but it's getting the books in the hands of the kids, especially low-income kids. Those come from the library. And so when people say, let's take all of these books about the Black experience or about the gay experience out of the library, these kids don't learn anything. Or they find it a lot harder. So I was going to talk about that, but that's really all I want to say. It's depressing. Keep your eyes open. Keep your ears open. Pay attention. Little bits and pieces like this is how people control the thinking in the country. Anyway. I'm sorry to bring it down. It's just I was really having trouble thinking about anything to talk about today. And I went to Publishers Weekly and I read about, like, the books coming up and how publishing had a good first quarter and how, oh yeah, censorship. But then I remembered that I have about the Story Engine. I think FireWriter turned me on to it a while back. So I will, I figured we could go through that together. I could show it off to the video and I'll try to describe it well in the audio. Oh, Kids Are Asleep does have good news. Got my ARCs today. Ooh, ARCs. I got kind of a feeling that, like a couple of months ago, whether ARCs were going to happen or not, just because of all the supply chain problems, but I'm hoping to get mine. Actually, no, I know I'm getting ARCs printed because I had to do an author email in front of it to introduce it. So with that said, we're going to look at Story Engine. I literally have not taken it out of the box. Those of you watching the video, I'm going to angle the dog cam just a little bit so you can see the dog and the box. The little washed out, little bright in here. So, first thing we got is a whole bunch of these itty-bitty boosters. They look like if playing cards were about half the size, both in... Well, no, these would be really big playing cards. Anyway, it's a square box, and it's got, like, a handful of maybe 20-some cards inside. They're small. I bought two of these. I'll be giving one away. I'm not sure when. See, the problem is I love giving stuff away in the live chat, but that does not... I feel like that puts the podcast listeners at a disadvantage. I mean, obviously it does. It's just more fun to give it away live, but I think I'm going to have to give this away to the audience at large. So, I am unwrapping the Dark Crafts and Ancient Horrors Eldritch Horror Booster. Really, I have no idea what's in here. I probably shouldn't have started with the boosters, but they put the boosters on top. So what did they expect? I'm also trying to open it without tearing... Nope, already torn something. very nice box. It says, tell your story. And got tentacles. It's got tentacles. And so we've got these cards that are... A psionic, a lich, a phantom, an apothecary, an imp. It looks like these words are all along the sides, so it looks like either you're making a layout like tarot and seeing what corresponds with other ones, or what. But I guess I should probably open the main thing first, because I really have no idea what these are referring to. So, I'm good at unboxing. I'm good at this. One tip is open the giveaway to both week after the podcast is aired online. Do the winner live on that stream. Yeah, but another thing I love about doing it online is that the bot takes care of it. Like, I don't have to do anything. I tell the bot, I want to do a giveaway for this, and we're going to have the giveaway open for this amount of time, and people have to say, exclamation point, this word, to enter. And then my hands are off, and y'all enter or not. And then it keeps track, and then when I say pick a winner, it randomly picks a winner. So there's no unintentional bias or worrying of that I forgot somebody or got the number wrong in the random number generator I'm trying to create. Or if there's a number involved, I will find a way to mess it up. I'm just telling you. I have been put in a place where I'm trying to organize a writer's retreat for a handful of friends, and it's fallen to me, and the details aren't important, but because of the details, it's fallen to me, and I'm the one who screws this stuff up, and I'm like, I'm gonna screw something up. I'm gonna make it for September. I'm gonna make us have to get to the place at 3 a.m. or we can't get in or something. I'm gonna screw it up. This is the panic that goes on inside my head. Wow, the stuff in the box is very large. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So, this is the story engine. Oh. So, I'm going to put links, or Summer will put links in the show notes to the story engine. One deck, endless stories. A deck of endless storytelling prompts. Designed by Peter Chikowski. Chikowski. I think. I mean, I do live in Krzyzewski country, so. Alright, so this starts to look like an RPG. It's got a very small book, and then we've got a bunch of more decks. We got an agent deck, anchor deck, aspects, conflicts, and engines. So, okay, so the original story engine gives you 180 cards, and then there are multiple, like, at least, God, 12? 12 or 16, I didn't catch fully the number, but many, many booster packs. So, two rules. Don't put the deck away until you create something. It can just be a word in a notebook or an idea in your head. 2, ignore any card rule or guideline that doesn't help you create. So the first thing you can do is place, tuck, or rotate. Put a card on the table face up, that's placing it. Place cards from left to right until otherwise specified. Tuck, place a card face up under another card so that one cue from the bottom card is visible. Or rotate, turn a place or tucked card so a new cue is facing you. So yeah, we've got, for example, the simple prompt story seed is draw and place an agent card to create a character, draw and place an engine card to give them a motivation, draw and place an anchor card to create something they want, draw and place a conflict card to create an obstacle or consequence, and draw and tuck an aspect to add detail to a card. All right, so we're going to open these up and see if we can make this work. So going back to this little tentacle deck. I've slowed the stream down by being unable to get this open. And I don't want to use a pen. I'll use a pen. That resolve died quickly. There. It's hard to open plastic sometimes. All right, so I got some conflict cards, finally. Got that open. Only got to do this another million times. I'm just opening these things, realizing that perhaps, like a lot of my last-minute ideas for a podcast, perhaps an unboxing was not the best thing. Okay, I'm almost done. I've got conflicts, anchors, engines, aspects, and I'm getting to the agents now. And remember, You guys have 10 minutes of pun-free time. Not pun-free. Wish I had 10 minutes of pun-free time. No, 10 minutes of time to do puns, and you can still donate to St. Jude and have me continue this story about the aliens that look like tea leaves, or you can give me a new writing prompt. For the benefit of the podcast listeners, I'm raising money for St. Jude right now, and one of the rewards is I will do live writing on stream to a prompt that the chat comes up with, or the person who donates comes up with. And the prompt I did before we started recording was, I'm fighting an alien invasion with what's the closest thing to my left hand, which was a teapot. So yeah, we got about a page. Of course, the font's really big so people could watch me write, but anyway. Alright, we're redeeming pun time. Probably should have set this up. Alright, timer's on. Is there a link to donate? Yes, do. I'll put that in the chat. There we go. Okay. So, here we go. We're going to do a simple prompt story C. We're going to draw and place one agent. Where are my agents? Where are my agents at? There are my agents at. Okay. We're going to draw one agent. Here's an agent card. We got a god, a model, an idol, and a superhuman. I'll show the art to folks. I'm not doing a very good job. I think it's because the very smart camera was focusing on me. Of course, now I'm blank on... Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem. Forgotten all the puns. That's kind of like me all the time. And now I got the engine. Okay, so someone in chat can tell me. Are we doing a model, an idol, a superhuman, or a god? Who is our person here? The pressure, the puns can't take it. Yes, I know. If y'all can't come up with the puns, I'm not gonna punish you for it. That was just sad. But we got an idol. Yes, okay, we got an idol. And now we have the engine. What's the engine? Yeah, I didn't mean to do that. See, that's the problem. I do puns accidentally. So, punish. Okay, everyone's saying punish, and I suppose I have to do this. Punder pressure, pop idol, or an ancient idol. That's your call. It sounds like an ancient idol. We have the options of the wants are wants to find love in or with, or wants to ease a heartbreak with or of. So, find love or ease heartbreak. Kind of the same thing. Your subconscious was having mercy on our brains. Idol god who goes into modeling. No, no. The pun is in the eye of the beholder. Okay, that's a good one, Jasmine. I'll applaud that one. That's good. A K-pop star is secretly an elder god. I'll take it. So the K-pop star probably wants to ease a heartbreak, because K-pop people are not allowed to fall in love because they have to be available to the dreams of every screaming K-pop fan in the world. So, which is kind of sad. Anchor. Draw one anchor to create something they want. So we have our K-pop idol wants to ease a heartbreak with or of a pawn shop, a gift, a date, or a timepiece. Well, pretty sure they're going to have to ease a heartbreak with the pawn shop. Because... Oh, the time... Okay, everybody wants the timepiece. What is the timepiece he finds in a pawn shop? Okay, so we've got an idol who wants to ease a case of heartbreak with the timepiece. Conflict. Where's the obstacle? We have, the obstacle is, but they will have to confront prejudice, or, but they will have to exploit prejudice. I don't like that one. Okay, we're back to a haunted grandfather clock. I like that. Okay. But they will have to do something they can never tell anyone about, but they will mean confessing to an old sin. I like this one. So, the timer has gone off, but I'll give you guys a little bit more time to pun, because suddenly everybody's mind was blank, and as much as I hate it, I fully support y'all needing your pun time that you paid for. So, gotta watch it when including timepieces in your stories. Clock enthusiasts get all wound up about inaccuracies. Hey. An elder god must have some juicy old sins. Would they consider them sins, though? But sure, we'll do old sins. Old sins, right. And the last thing is, draw an aspect to add a detail to a card. I suppose any of the cards. Icy, brilliant, blighted, or thoughtful. So, our idol or our timepiece could be blighted, thoughtful, icy, or brilliant. What do y'all think? Could be a generational sin like the family pawned the clock. Got distracted by work stuff. I was worried I wouldn't get a pun there in time. Well, you did a good job, Daniel. Blighted. Okay. So we're going to do blighted timepiece. Blighted timepiece. All right, so this is how the story engine works. Clearly we have kind of a fantasy type thing here, but I'm pretty sure that, what was the agent? Why don't they just say character? But yeah, these can go all sorts of directions. We've got a card here that's just like a writer, a dancer, musician, or an artist. And then a vigilante, a rival, a ghost, an avenger. I mean, these have all sorts of things. They do seem to follow a specific theme, though. Like there was the creative card. And a performer, an actor, a scam artist, or an understudy. So yeah, you don't have to do... It looks like you don't have to do necessarily... Very, you don't have to do genre of work, is what I'm trying to say. So yeah, this, the tentacle pack has got an imp, an apparition, I can't say that, why can't I say that? Inmate or a brute? And then the conflicts are, oh no, what do they want? Where's the want? Okay, so the options for the Tentacle Elder God deck is wants to ignore the many occult warnings and unearth, or wants to break a curse involving, wants to investigate a cult based on, or wants to perform a forbidden ritual with, and then we've got Candle, Solstice, Pentacle, Dagger, Shipwreck, Hamlet, Cult, Cadaver, a true name. And then we've got the thing that stands in their way, but they will have to release something they once locked away. Ooh, I like that. But they will live the rest of their lives with false memories. Wow, that's tough. And then we've got words like occult and demented and quaint and musty and toothy. Profane, toothy, abyssal, and seaside. So this is the story engine. And I have all the boosters here. I'm going to open up a couple more boosters because this is just kind of cool. We've got like a Wastelands and Wanderers packet here. They're going on with the chat with the thing. Daniel wanted to spring the pun on us before the clock ran out. Nice. Bedazzled to the tip. An elder god and an elder clock, both old as sin. As a K-pop star, performer, apprentice, scam artist could be the... be one person. K-pop and grandpop. Ooh, a true name. Ritual at the concert. This is like the red scene. Toothy. I gotta get that word count command fixed. I've never described a character as toothy before. Not sure if I'm going to start. Yeah. I am unable of opening these boosters without ripping them. But don't worry. I won't be opening the one I give away, obviously. I'm not a monster. So Wasteland and Wanderers has cards like Aspects of Cleansing, Hopeful, Nihilistic, Pre-War, Exposed, Primitive, Conflicts. But it will mean exposed to dangerous being exposed to dangerous radiation. It will compromise the location of something important. They will have to trade the most precious resource, etc. Anchor cards include a junkyard, a roadblock, a tank of fuel, a nuclear site, an outpost. Wants to cure the virus and their only lead is... Those will be the anchors. Wants to cure the virus and their only lead is a virus, a gas mask, a crash site, a case of ammo. So the only lead is the virus to cure the virus. Wants to find a cache location hidden in on by. Yeah, that's Fallout right there. And then our agents, our characters are mutant, a blood bag, nice, geneticist, an infected, a slaver, hired gun, a farmer, a nomad. So this is kind of the Wastelands and Wanderers seems to be the apocalyptic, post-apocalyptic deck. Mr. Tall Teeth, the original Mr. T from Letter People when I was in kindergarten in 1979. Wow. I think I remember that. Just teeth with hands and feet. That could be my problem with the whole teeth thing. No, that was the terrible, terrible hygienist I had. But beyond that. So that was the Wasteland and Wanderers booster. So the story engine, I think what makes it unique is... It's very beautifully designed. The art on here is good. So the art, they're very well designed. A lot of the aspects have, they all have pictures. Of course, they only have pictures of one of the things because they can't have pictures of all four. But the art's lovely, and it's like, it's a simple thing. It's like, it's a classic. You got a character, they gotta want something, something stands in their way, give them some more aspects. And this just puts that in deck form, which is really good for brainstorming. And so it comes with, so we got the Eldritch Horror deck, the Wastelands and Wanderers. What else do we have? Written in Ash and Bone, Written in Dragonfire, Dark Crafts and Ancient Horrors, Cog Hearts and Steam Souls, Mythwalkers and Eternals, Circuits and Cybernetics, Jack Boots and Chain Link. Okay, this is a different one. Here we go with something different. Written in the Light of Strange Worlds. A science fiction expansion. It's possibly the same thing, but the box looks thicker and it's got a very different name. Because everything else kind of has a bed knobs and broomsticks kind of thing. I wasn't going to open another one, but now I got to figure out what this, if this box is any different. Jasmine Redeemed, Man, I can't believe... I remember the Letter People, but I don't remember anything about them. You go, Tricky. Tricky? Alright. Good dog treated. I hope the other one doesn't come looking, because I'm out. Mrs. O was obnoxious. All she did was lecture everyone for everything they did. If you did something right, you get a 5-hour speech about how the last kid did better than you did. Wow. My favorite was Mr. H. Horrible Hair. I had a plushie of him. Wow. I don't remember any specific one. I just remember the Letter People. If I look it up, I'm going to get really disturbed, aren't I? I have a trash can right next to me, and I've been piling all this plastic on my desk. Quality stream. That's why you guys are here. Quality content. Okay. So I'm checking out the science fiction one. I'm trying to... Apparently I have to rip this box, too. Yep. Box ripped. Oh my god. It is another plastic. So they wrapped the box in plastic. They wrapped all the cards in plastic, and they put the cards in the box, and then they wrapped the box in plastic. They hate me. But to start out with, it looks like they're the same cards. There's just a lot more than in the little boosters. Because this is a big deck. But the one card I can see is a navigator, an astrophysicist, a data scientist, and a technician. So it looks like this is just the same, only a little bit more. And so we've also got written in Dragonfire as the other... Okay, so I guess you got the fantasy Dragonfire, you've got the Ash and Bone, probably horror? Yeah, horror, and then you've got the science fiction deck. So that's pretty much it. I'm not opening this. I won't. I'm going to get a knife up here, and I'm just going to go to town when I'm off stream. That sounds like it should be followed with "I'll walk into a bar," yes. Need to make sure your plastic is protected with plastic. Indeed. So I'm going to end the podcast here, if anyone is still listening. I know this was highly visual. I just wanted to do the unboxing and finally get looking at it myself. So I'm going to be doing a giveaway for this. I'm not sure when or what it's going to entail, but yeah, I do have an extra. I did buy two, so one of them is going to go to one of you lucky folks. As I mentioned earlier, I have been playing it a little fast and loose with who I send stuff to, and while I know the majority of you are from the U.S., I think every place has rules as to what constitutes a contest, which a giveaway technically is. And I don't want to worry about the laws in other countries, so I think I'm keeping the giveaways to the U.S., and I'm sorry. I wish I didn't have to. But I will end the podcast here, and we can hang out in the BarCon a little bit later. Or continue hanging out in the BarCon in the chat. You've been listening to I Should Be Writing. You can learn more about me at merverse.com, where you can see the blog and the show notes and links to everything else I do, including pre-orders to my book Station Eternity, coming out in October. And yeah, I remember all the things. I'm on Twitter. I'm on kind of on Instagram. I'm supposed to be on TikTok at some point. Everyone wants me to take Evil Myrrh and take her to TikTok. So planning on doing that soon. And yeah, I'm here Tuesday, Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time to talk about writing. And this is my first unboxing, so they're not all like this. I have many, 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 many hundreds of episodes in the archive. You can access the archive by supporting at Patreon or Ko-fi. Both of them with the Mighty Myrrh username. Or you can just subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and download the last 50. If you don't support monetarily, that's totally cool. This always has been and always will be a free podcast, but you can tell a friend or you can leave a review, and that will help me out more than you know. So also goes for my books, by the way. But yeah, that's it. And I'll be back on Monday, 4:30 p.m. It is a Cameron Hurley Ditch Diggers After Dark, Daylight Savings Time Be Damned. And we'll be doing Ditch Diggers at 4:30 on Monday, and then I Should Be Writing returns on Tuesday. So we'll see you guys later. Oh, wait, I gotta say one more thing, which is the Lily Lanoff Spoilers Club. That is the 30th, April 30th, 6 p.m. We're gonna be talking about All for One by Lily Lanoff, and we'll be talking about anything you guys want to ask about the book, how she put it together, why she did certain things. No spoilers. Don't worry about them. They don't exist here. We're just talking about the book. So I'm really excited to have her on. Should be fun. 6 o'clock Eastern, April 30th. And I think that's all I have to say. So we'll see you next time. And you should be writing. I Should Be Writing is available to you under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives
License. Theme music by John Anilio. Art by Numbers Ninja. Production by Summer Brooks. And hosting by Libsyn. Find all of this information and more at Merverse.com. And remember, we can't do this without you. Thanks for your support.
Doctor.